Hello, welcome again. We are on chapter 2. What is a financial service? So what is the objective of chapter 2? We will understand the meaning, the scope, as well as the features of financial service. In the previous chapter, we have seen a service is different than a product, because product is something we can touch and feel, whereas a service is intangible. And hence, in this chapter, we will understand the features, the scope of financial service, so it will help us to design and understand the different types of financial services. So, financial services has grown in both magnitude and direction, as we have seen this in the evolution in chapter 1. And because of which a wide range of products and services have been introduced to meet the financial needs of the consumers. Indian financial services industry has also undergone a metamorphosis change since the 1990s. Why we say 1990s? Because from 1990s, the liberalization, privatization, and globalization waves not only came across the globe, but it also swept all sectors of the economy in India. Creativity and innovation was the need of the hour, and that gave birth to new financial products and services almost every week to stay ahead of competition. All the product development rules were broken. The traditional products, lots and lots of innovations were put into it to ensure that whatever product that is designed is useful, and that's the reason we saw hybrid flavors of traditional products to serve the market. So friends, having said this, now we should arrive at the meaning of financial service. Financial services are concerned with two important factors. Number one, the design, and number two, the delivery. And in addition to this, we also need to advise the customers about the design as well as the delivery of a financial service. So, if we have to define what is a financial service, we can take the definition provided by Wikipedia, which says financial services as the economic activities or the services provided by the financial industry, which encompass a broad range of organizations that manage money. So financial services, main raw material is the money, which includes the credit unions, banks, credit card companies, insurance companies. These are the institutions. Accounting companies, consumer finance companies, stock brokerage, investment funds, and even some government-sponsored enterprises. So economic services by financial industry, that is the most important aspect of a financial service. In short, when we saw in the previous slide, the design and delivery of any service which has money aspect involved into it, and this is generally done by financial institutions, more specifically the banking and the non-banking financial institutions, that brings out the meaning of a financial service. Financial services prevailed in India since the ancient times. They had a different name, like Adesh, Hundi, which resemble equivalent modern financial instruments. Like Adesha has features of the check, and Hundi has a feature of a bill of exchange, which means even though we call a particular service by a different name today, they existed in India since the ancient times. What about modern times? Modern times, the way of providing financial services has changed with a new concept called financial intermediary. The financial intermediary acts as a middleman between the savers and those who are in need of money. So what does this financial intermediary do? Take money from the savers and provide loan to those who are in need. In general, all type of activities which enable this mobilization of funds from the person who has a surplus, like the savings, and make this available to those who are in need of funds, mostly the business people, can be considered as a financial service. What is the scope of financial service? The scope of financial service industry has undergone huge change, because pre-1990s era, technology was not that pro into the marketing ecosystem. But once we ushered into the golden era of 1990s, foreign direct investments freely entered. Not only the investment entered, free flow of technology happened, and this totally transformed the marketing ecospace. The mindset of the narrow range of financial service was changed to offering varied categories of financial services, as we seen various hybrid flavors emerged which can go beyond the banking needs. The scope of financial service has been widened due to the growth of consumerism, increase in cross-domestic product, as well as vast improvement in accessibility due to the ubiquitous technology. The scope of financial services, it not only has grown tall and robust about amongst the world economies, but it has also strongly grown into the developing and the emerging economies. In spite of the increasing competition, in spite of everyone equipping them with the technology resources, the scope has been widened and will widen further. Financial markets have witnessed a significant broadening and deepening of services baskets with the introduction of several new flavors of financial services in the liberalized space. People don't have to go to the market to buy or to the financial distributor to buy. They can get all the services instantly, not only on their laptops, but also on their mobile phones. The features of financial services, we live in a service economy, and the size of the service sector is increasing across the globe due to a massive wave of liberalization and globalization. Finance being the lifeblood of every sector to grow, the financial service industry is also manifesting tremendous growth. Early marketing definition of services contrasted them from goods on the basis of specific features exhibited by services like intangibility, variability, inseparability, perishability, transferability, movement, rating, as well as documentation and sensitivity. So let us understand these concepts, which will help us to understand financial services in a better way. In order to apply the general marketing principles, we need to understand whether a financial services is a product or a service. For example, a credit card is issued as a product, but as the card is used, certain financial value is generated, and experience of shopping at a merchant terminal, that is termed as a service. So a card product is used as a service, and in this process, money is exchanged, and hence a card product can be termed as both a product as well as a service. A card product is an instrument which enables the flow of money from the cardholder to the merchant, and hence a financial services comprises of both the instrument as well as equipment which enables the flow of money. A financial service is neither a product nor a service, but has an elements of both. So let us now understand more details about the features of a financial services, like intangibility, variability, inseparability, perishability, transferability, movement, rating, documentation, and sensitivity. Let us first understand what do we mean by intangibility. Financial services cannot be easily visualized and understood. Neither they can be touched or experienced by our senses like a financial product. They cannot be standardized or reproduced in the same form, as individual will have a unique style of serving. A product can be standardized, but a service cannot. The key task for the marketer seeking to create a distinct value proposition is to communicate what makes it different in the context of the track record, quality, integrity, accuracy, instantaneity, seamlessly, and above all, superior to the competition offering. So this is how, even though this cannot be seen, it can be felt. So intangibility aspect plays a very important role in designing of a financial service. The intangibility services leads to customers having difficulty in comparing and evaluating the quality of service, customers placing importance on referrals and personal information, and a customer perceiving at high times levels of risk. So how do we overcome the basic drawbacks in intangibility? Number one way, build up a reputation on providing high quality service. No comparisons to this. Within the prescribed time knobs, give guarantees to the customer that his transaction will be done within specific time norms. Facilitate tangible cues, generate word of mouth recommendations, and reduce the service complexity. Many banks have adopted fair practices policies on the basis of standard codes. In India, we have the BCSBI, the Banking Codes and Standards Board of India. Let us look at the second feature, that is variability. As we have seen, a financial service cannot be seen. Likewise, it cannot be standardized as a service. It will differ from person to person. It will differ at the time of delivery. For example, if you go to a bank during different times, say in the morning time, say in the afternoon time, say in the evening time, say in the peak hours, in the non-peak hours, there will be a different type of service. There will be a different approach to the service, because every human being is different, and the way he will service under different pressures will be different. To some extent, it may vary. However, the solution for this is the machine, which will provide the same service at any time to any customer. The service provider has to control the quality to ensure service, and here automation of service as far as possible will help us to dilute this aspect of variability. Variability services are standardized, services are switched over whenever possible to machines through automations like ATM banking, internet banking, mobile banking, etc. That is the best way to overcome the drawback of variability of a financial service. Next important characteristics of a financial service is inseparability. Services cannot be separated as product. Services are offered and then supplied and consumed. So there is no separation time. As soon as they are offered, they are consumed. A banker offers his services. When his services are accepted, it is considered that a service is sold. A production and consumption is a separate phenomenon. Manufacturing is done at one time and this selling is done at another time. You cannot store a service like a product. You cannot store a service offered by a cashier of a bank and distribute to the customer. That can happen only in an ATM. A service cannot be stored and transported. It must be offered in many locations. And hence, we have various branches to offer financial services at different locations. The impression given by the service provider is important for the customer to come again and avail of the service. In the banking industry, almost all banks have created an image that is inseparable from the bank, that is of efficiency, competition, and care. We move to the next important characteristics of a financial service, that is perishability. As we have seen, the moment a service is offered, it gets consumed. Services are perishable. If they are not consumed, they go waste. For example, a hotel room or an airline seat represents lost revenue if they are not in demand. Demand is not predictable, and hence it is more difficult to match the supply. To an extent, this perishability problem can be overcome by varying and supply and demand, keeping supply constant. like we say, supply on demand. So as soon as the demand is done, is created, supply can be put. A credit card can be there when the customer wants it. So there is no need of just manufacturing and keeping the card. We have to adjust the supply as per the demand. Next important characteristics of a financial service is transferability. When goods are sold, ownership and possession is transferred, owner can exercise the rights of ownership. Otherwise, no one gets the right unless he becomes the owner. Although to produce services, tangible goods may be required, the ownership of services cannot be transferred because it is produced and consumed at the same time. Next, we move to movement, which is also an important characteristic of a financial service. Services do not move through the channel of distribution of goods. Users are bought to surveys or services are bought to users. So, in online banking, the movement and exchange of service happens from any part of the globe. Whereas in case of a branch banking, the customer has to come to the branch or the bank has to go to the customer. Next important part, like we see, services becomes difficult for evaluation. However, if there is a rating to the quality of service, we often see the rating, the stars offered, that gives some confidence in the mind of the customer to pick up a particular service. The rating of quality of service depends upon the people's perception and the experience they have at the time of usage. Financial services and providers should thrive to earn a better rating. Next important feature of financial services is documentation. For example, you can document a product, but you cannot document an advice given, an opinion given by a financial service provider. If a customer of a bank complains that a person spoke rudely or the level of service was below his expectation, it is difficult to produce a document to say how the person spoke or what the level of service was. Next important feature is sensitivity. The level of service is at a point of time. A customer may have different experiences. He may be in a happy mood, he may be in a sad mood. How he perceives your service based on his mood, based on his experience for the same service offered, whether it's at a peak time or a non-peak time. Customer will be sensitive to even the smallest aspect of the service. Here comes an important role that is called professionalism. So come what may, whatever the mood, if you are professional in approach, the quality of service will be adjusted as per the mood of the customer. Sensitivity of service is maintained, worked on and improved. It's important that areas that affect service quality are identified and improved. And hence, there are various customer service reviews happening by top financial service providers. The service provider should be sensitive to the customer's requirements and any complaint against the service provider should be a welcome call for the financial service to take a cue and improve so that next customers won't complain about such aspect of a service. There has to be a service differentiator because services are offered in various forms. Unless you want to take that advantage over your competitor, you cannot gain the customer, you cannot retain the customer, and hence it is important to understand the service differentiator in every financial service. Before understanding the basic tool and techniques for marketing and selling financial service, you should know your USP, you should know your service differentiator. Thank you.